The governor is disappointed with the decision by the court, according to Herbert's spokesperson Marty Carpenter. The governor believes the justices overruled the voice of the people of Utah, as demonstrated by legislation with regard to marriage.
The governor feels marriage as defined by the people of Utah has been redefined, first by the federal courts, and today the outcome of that decision has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Herbert said he is concerned with the overwhelming trend to diminish state autonomy and believes states should have the right to determine their own laws regarding marriage.
It has to be nationwide. It couldn't possibly work just the states making their own decisions on this matter.
Cache Valley resident Carol Warburton is a self-described LGBT activist and belongs to a group of Northern Utah women who support parents and families in the LGBT community. She and Dory Burton, who is with the organization Mormons Building Bridges, say in the case of same-sex marriage, the states need to give up their rights.
If they were married in one state, they can go to another state and still be married. Hallelujah. I really have spent most of the morning just reading exuberant texts and testimonies, essentially, of people who are LGBT or parents of people who are LGBT and being excited with the people who were just thrilled.
Governor Herbert says Friday's decision by the majority of justices provides finality with respect to the law concerning same-sex marriage. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.